بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah after surah Ar-Ra'd. The one lesson that we took from it was that the system of Almighty Allah in this world is that a warning is given, just like how the thunder is a warning. In this world, Almighty Allah does not give punishment. At times when it is given, it is like how lightning hardly ever hits. Now and then it afflicts to give a warning to the people around. There are certain times when Almighty Allah does give punishment. The people of Kufr do see the collapse of their entire regime, their plans. But the system of Almighty Allah on a whole is that in this world it is a warning. It is like thunder. The real world of punishment will start in the grave when the realities will open. It will be on the day of Qiyamah. It will be when crossing the Sirat. It will be when a person is falling into the fire of Jahannam. There will be many places for real punishment. Almighty Allah has not kept. This is a world called Darul Amal, as for the place of Jaza. Almighty Allah has kept it somewhere else. In Surah Ibrahim, Almighty Allah makes a lot of indication towards this, that whether it is this Quran, whether it was Nabi Musa alayhi salam, or every Nabi that came before, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, every one of them were the most powerful of Iman in their eras. But Almighty Allah still gave the people of Kufr a hand over them, power over them. And they had to make a lot of sabr. They had to tell their people also that they also had that same question. That if we are on the haq, then what does this haq mean? That we are on the truth. The surah starts with this, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayka. It is this book that we have revealed to you. In another verse, Almighty Allah speaks of the power of this Quran. وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. That if you are looking for a book through which the dead could be brought back alive, and you could speak with them, through which the earth could be cut through which mountains can be moved from their places, if Almighty Allah wanted to show the world the power of Quran in this world, then all of those things would easily have occurred. But this was going to be Darul Imtihan, a world of test. So everything's power was kept hidden. Almighty Allah says, this mighty book that we sent to you, the purpose of this book was لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ, that with this book you will take man out of darknesses and you will bring him into light. But will anyone be forced? That was the uniqueness of Islam and every da'wah of every Nabi. That it will be an invitation, why don't you come out of darkness? There will be one group who will be ready to accept the da'wah and they will run out of darkness into light. There will be another group, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. Destruction for the disbeliever. For him is a terrible punishment. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. The one who felt that he prefers this world over the year after. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not only was he not ready to accept it, he made it a mission in his life to stop others from also accepting it. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. He searches in Islam to find faults with the teachings of Islam. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. Almighty Allah says, the road was so clear, where did he go astray? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. As this Quran was sent, so that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the vicegerents and every ummati can invite man to come out of darkness into light. Almighty Allah says, indeed, when we sent Musa alayhi salam, how many miracles we sent him with. بِآيَاتِنَا. Amongst the many miracles, one was the miracle of the stick, which was changing into a serpent. One was the miracle of a hand which would give a shine, a very bright shine. But there were many other miracles. All of those miracles, and أخرج قومك من الظلمات إلى النور. We said, what these miracles, now go and take your nation out of darknesses into light. But we all know, In the era of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Qibti, the people of Fir'aun, how many of those miracles they saw. Almighty Allah did not make His miracles in this world such that it forces a deen upon any person. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would show them miracle after miracle. Forget the Qibti and Fir'aun, even in his Bani Israel. Even in his Bani Israel, after they saw the killing, the destruction of Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun, some of them, their nature was such that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to tell them that your Allah has announced, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are appreciative, Allah will give you much more. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, look at this word kufr. It was not being said to Fir'aun. It was not being said to the army of Fir'aun. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was saying it to his own people after they had seen the destruction of Fir'aun. Allah Tabarakala uses the Bani Israel as a message to the people of Iman. They don't just think because you are a Muslim, kufr is not possible for you. Wala in kafartum, Musa alayhi salam said to his people, if you are not appreciative of the favors of Allah, then Allah has announced, inna adhabi lashadid, my punishment is indeed severe. This was not being told to the people who were not of Iman. It was being told to the people who were on Iman. The ones who had believed in Musa alayhi salam, because in Iman also a certain type of kufr can come. It is called not to appreciate the favors of Allah. We live in a world today, it is called a very big imtihan for the people of Iman. That we see around us, wherever Iman and Amal is, wherever there is practice, wherever there is goodness, there is no power, there is no zor, there is no lights, flashy lights. Rather, there are people mocking. It is like the initial period of Islam, that when you look at it, you feel bad. You are scared to go forward to even help. وَقَالَ مُوسَى, Nabi Musa alayhi salam made an announcement to his people, إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرُضِ جَمِيعًا, you all become kafir, or you all stop appreciating this gift that Allah gave you of deen. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, the entire world, let them leave. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ, Almighty Allah has announced that indeed He is the most independent. He is the one who all are praising Him. He is not in need of my praise. He is not in need of your praise. Almighty Allah says it wasn't only Musa alayhi salam. Every Nabi that came, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, did the news of the previous people not reach you? قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ, the nation of Nuh alayhi salam, the people of Aad, the people of Thamud, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and how many after them? لَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, besides Allah, no one even knows their incidents, their stories. جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, all of them, the Anbiya came in front of them with huge miracles, but no miracle ever came to force anyone. If they did not want to hear, فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, they took their hands, they put it over their mouths, like how a person does when he's astonished. They said, boldly, mockingly, they said, إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ, that we are kafir, we will not believe what you have brought, no matter how beautiful the miracle is. They said, وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكِّمْ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٌ, they said, we still have a lot of doubt regarding what you are saying. We need some time to think about this. Whereas the haqq is such a thing, it is in the heart of every person. When a man argues with somebody else and he knows he's in the wrong, deep in his heart it does trouble him. But he covers up that thought. The Anbiya alayhi salam gave the answer so beautifully. They said, it is not doubt with regards to the da'wah we are giving. You don't want to accept it. Why? Because if you accept it, you'll have to accept the law of an Allah. They said, قَالَتْ رُسُلُهُمْ أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌّ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that you are saying you got doubt. Can man ever have doubt with regards to the being of Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth? يَدْعُوكُمْ لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, that you are scared to accept Allah. Ask any atheist, deep down he also understands that this world did not come in just like a bang. What is the sole purpose of him saying, I don't believe in a creator? It's that he knows, when I do believe in a creator, then I will have to be asked, or I will have to ask myself, what does my Creator want from me? When he hears about hard conditions, hard laws, that liquor that he loves so much, he will have to now abandon and leave. He can't stand up in the morning from his bed, and he has to now wake up early for the Fajr. The Nabi of the time said to them, that don't be scared of an Allah. يَدْعُوكُمْ لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ. He is inviting you only so that he can forgive you. وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Life will still carry on. You will still enjoy life till a certain time, but you will enjoy it in a manner that the day you die, you will get even something better. In this manner, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam gave their dawah. But was anyone going to accept that? The Nabi finally had to say to those who were not ready to accept, وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ. They said, why don't you bring some strong thing that forces us to believe? They said, it is not ours. It is not appropriate for us. It is not in our power. Almighty Allah has not given us that sultan, a very strong power. We cannot bring it from our own side. Illa بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Whatever we bring only comes with the permission of Almighty Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It is on that Allah that the believers should trust. وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. They said to the people, why should we not trust our Allah? Whereas he showed us the path. If you want to harm us, if you want to accuse us, if you want to taunt and mock at us, or if you want to harm the people who are believing in us, then this deen hasn't come with a guarantee that there will always be angels or an angel at the side of every believer who will protect him from being harmed ever from every disbeliever. Rather they gave, وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَىٰ مَا آذَيْتُمُونَ. We have come to give a message. The most we can say, we are like thunder. We might be loud in that message. Someone might not like to hear the message. There are those people in the world, forget the people of Kufr. There are those Muslims in the world who today say, don't talk to me regarding Jahannam. Why are you speaking such harsh, such bad things? I don't like to hear things that are not nice. Jahannam is definitely not nice. But the purpose of Quran, the purpose of Deen, the beginning of the Dawah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this very thing, that there's an adab, there's a punishment on everyone's head. To hear about punishment indeed is not a nice thing, but your own son, if he is going out and there's a fear of him being kidnapped, of him being murdered, murder and kidnapping is not a nice thing at all. But why is it in love then that that person will again and again and again tell the child about the murders that are taking place, about the kidnaps that are taking place? Because it is in the warning of that terrible, something that is not nice to hear about. In warning a child about that, there is the hope for the salvation of the child. Almighty Allah warned the entire world of things that we do not like to hear. Islam came, Quran came, every Nabi's da'wat came for this year. It was like the lightning mentioned in Surah Ar-Ra'd. It was a loud message, which perhaps some people don't like to hear. But it was giving a message that if you don't like to hear this loud sound, after me there is going to be something that is not only going to be a sound. If this is the bark, after this is going to be the bite. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Almighty Allah then shows that after what we mentioned, that there will be a barking in this world, the da'wah of Iman, of Quran, of the men of Islam will be very loud, but no one can be forced. Then there will be another world. In that world, everything will open up. Almighty Allah describes it so beautifully. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. A day will come when everyone will be in front of Almighty Allah. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. And that day, the people who were the followers, they are called da'ifun du'afa, the weak people. Weak in power perhaps, weak in mind also. You get many people in the world who are nothing but like sheep. Whatever the media says, according to the word of the media, their head will move. It could be what others will regard as very intelligent scientists, very intelligent doctors, very intelligent of different fields. But why is it that as soon as the media says something, all of these intelligent masters forget their intelligence? No one scratches at any surface. No one says something is looking fishy. Everyone moves in the same direction. Have you ever seen when sheep run? Someone will laugh and say, if that one sheep thought about it,
He knew everyone is going to get caught. Why must I also get caught? He could have just moved out of the row. But when one runs, everyone in that same, that is called da'ifun, weak-minded. Then there are those who understand the truth, but they are too scared, they are too weak to fight against it. Either they don't have the power, or they do not have the money. Whatever is the reason, Almighty Allah beautifully described that entire world as الدعفاء. There will always be a group of weak people in the world. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. The weak people will say to those who regarded themselves very strong, high and mighty in this world, they will say to them, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. We used to follow your every sentence in this world, your every desire, your every command. We were with you, we agreed, we never ever opposed. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. In the world we gave you our hearts, we gave you our ears, we gave you our obedience. Today, will you manage to take some of the punishment away from us? فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ. Today, will you manage to take some of the punishment of Allah away for us? قَالُوا. Those great, those might, those very important, those very wealthy people who in this world were like the kings of the time, they will say, لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. Had Allah put us on the path of guidance, we would have indeed pulled you. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا. Now today, whether we complain and scream, أَمْ صَبَرْنَا, or we just remain patient in this punishment, مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيسٍ. We are not going anywhere. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ. This will be a day when realities will open up. Almighty Allah will say, after the people are speaking, then the devil himself will speak. لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. After the decisions have been made, one group is going and enjoying in paradise, one group is being thrown into the fire. At that time the devil will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Indeed, Allah had promised you, and it was a truthful promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I had also promised you in this world, but I am the devil. I broke my promise. How could you ever think I'll fulfill it? وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. But remember one thing, the devil will say to man, I had no power over you also. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ. I only called you, فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Unique this verse is. In Surah Ra'd, an indication was given what Quran is. Quran is also loud, but it doesn't force anyone. It does not force anyone. It only invites. It invites in a very loud, but it is the truth. As for Shaitan also, he will say the same thing. I did not force anyone. I only invited. Perhaps Shaitan's invitation is a very attractive invitation. Perhaps his invitation is a few days of enjoyment. Perhaps he can show that wealth and that glamour and that glitter, because Almighty Allah gave it in his hand. How else is going to be called the devil? How else is he going to deceive? But otherwise, the da'wah of the Quran is also a call. It will not force, and the call of the devil is also merely a call. It cannot force. It got to do with man when he looks at the two calls. On that day it will be said, it is something me and you already know today, that one's call is a truthful call. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah had called you. Allah had promised you. It was a truthful promise. Which one of us doubts the promise of Almighty Allah? Just because we do not see it with the eye of the head, a time has come that man must start saying, this eye has deceived me on many occasions. It is now time to start trusting the eye of the heart. As for the devil, his is also a call. But on that day he will say, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Where did you ever feel I will be truthful in my call? فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. He will say, there's no need for you to shout me, rebuke me. Rather rebuke yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. I will not be able to help you today. You're not going to help me today. At the end of the surah, Almighty Allah then brings, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Just before this verse, Almighty Allah in detail spoke about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and how he stood up against the empires of evil in his era. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam found the time, what is called the time of Namrud. Historians have written, Namrud's era was perhaps the first empire of Satanism, of kufr that spread in the world, an empire, they call it Imbaratur. in Barat. So the empire of kufr, the empire of Satanism that Namrud put up, and Almighty Allah blessed him with a very, very, very long life. Whether you call it blessing with him or gave him a very long life, so that his punishment will be even more and more severe. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not have a mighty army. When he grew up practically in a house of idol worship. With the idol worshipping his own father or uncle, whoever he was, Azar, was finding his sustenance. It was nothing easy for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Perhaps this incident occurred when Ibrahim alayhi salam had built the Kaaba. At that time he made some dua and he showed away a cause. Earlier today as a message, a Jummah message, this was mentioned in detail. Very fast we will go through it again. Standing up to the empire of kufr. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua. He said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Oh Allah, because what is an empire? When an empire comes to bring people into kufr, you cannot force someone into kufr. You'll have to prepare the environment such that the man is happy to accept kufr. They call it a very diplomatic manner that the man goes towards Jahannam but he goes smiling. He is happy himself to go. You can force a person not to perform his salah, but in his heart he will be burning, he wants to perform. And the other is you can make a man hate performing salah. Then you don't need force anymore. Then if someone asks him to practice, he doesn't want to practice. So the whole world normally looks for aman. We want safety, we want no crime, we want no sickness, we want no poverty. Everyone looks. But sometimes that promise comes with kufr also. And sometimes that promise comes with iman. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established the base of Islam, and it was the beginning of the Khilafat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed how aman, peace, tranquility, protection, security goes together with Islam and iman. When the world of kufr put up their empires, they also create an environment of peace, stability. They have a very strong army. They have cameras in every street. They open up the what is called the rights of mankind. They have their huge courts so that no one's haq will be taken. They make an extra effort to try and show that even we will look after the widow. When you will get old, there will be a certain pension. Go into those first world countries and ask even the Muslim how his life. And the one sentence that he will say is, indeed, my government looks after me very well. And then when you will ask, but looking after you very well, did it come with any that you had to also give in some? Then quietly he might say that the only thing is that there is not much deen around you. There is not much deen around. Sometimes when aman comes, it comes with kufr. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua was, O Allah, make the land of the haram. And it was a dua for all of us, wherever our land is. Our land of Africa, our land of South Africa. A dua of aman, but such aman which must come with deen. It must not come with kufr. He said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. O Allah, make the city a very peaceful city. But وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ. But protect me and my son, that we ever fall into the worship of idols. In that there was an indication, and perhaps we will see this in the future, a very different world from what we are used to. A very advanced world. Perhaps you may call it Vision 2030, where medicine will reach the heights, where security will reach its heights, where poverty will be alleviated. But will it come with iman, or will they bring with it kufr? During those days, this is our dua, and in Ramadan we should make this dua. رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ. Wherever we live, O Allah, make this land, آمِنًا, a very safe land. But وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. O Allah, save me, protect me, and protect my progeny, that we ever fall into the worship of idols. In the past it was idols. Perhaps we will not see. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, the devil understands, in the lands of Arabia, the idol will now not be worshipped. It is not the idol itself, it is the jinn behind the idol. رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضَلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. He said, O Allah, how many people already they have taken astray. In our days that are coming, we will see, we are already seeing worlds and worlds, countries and countries, how their deen was snatched away from them. And as technology will burst in the coming years, how many people will be pulled with that magnet of attraction? فَمَن تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Ibrahim alayhi salam then showed a cause of action, that if you ever find yourself in an empire, in an environment of evil, where the emperor, where the ruler is calling towards kufr, and what he is putting in front for the call, he is putting the enjoyments of aman, security, of peace, of wealth, of ease. Who will not want to run towards that hand? Whether it's the hand of an evil man, an ugly man, or a handsome looking man but evil at heart, whoever will scream against him, no one will listen, because it got to do with what is in his hand. The whole world is running towards aman. The whole world is running towards security. The whole world is running towards safety from death. The one who can show it, people will not bother who he is, what his purpose behind it is, as long as he can give me what I am looking for. During that era, Ibrahim alayhi salam showed a plan of action. The crux of the plan of action is, in the world, there will be certain areas, there will be certain environments which will be called dini environments. We normally say that build your house or move to that area where there is a masjid and the a'mal of a masjid. A masjid itself is not sufficient. There must be a madrasa with that masjid. It must be a full running madrasa. My child must not be told that you will give more preference to school and then in the weekends I will put you in one morana's madrasa. You can just learn. Our deen is not so cheap that you can learn for 2 hours once a week your deen and the rest of the week devote yourself for the dunya. Ibrahim alayhi salam made a unique statement. In this he gave a message to the world. He said, Rabbana, inni askantu min zurriyati. O Allah, I have put my children to stay in such a valley. غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ. There is no vegetation in this valley. Inda baytika al-muharram. The only reason I brought them here is so that they can be close to your most honorable house. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. They can establish the salah. But what about the needs of the world? Every person will say, but you want me to go live near the masjid. You want me to be close to a madrasa. Then where will my business come from? How much must I travel? He said, فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَحْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقُهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Oh Allah, the world everyone is looking for. I will give preference to deen and I will ask you, you send the world towards me. Our world will be looked after if man walks towards deen. Ibrahim alayhi salam's plan of action was, and he gave it as a message to the world, you will have to search for the environments of deen. You will have to move towards those environments, even if it means that your business might now have to suffer, that you will not manage to get that amount of money which once upon a time you were enjoying. Give preference to deen. Allah has promised he will send the dunya running behind. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then thanked Almighty Allah for the many gifts that he had given him. He said, I thank you, Allah, that in such an old age you gave me my sons Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam. What a lovely gift it is. But remember, in the time of evil, what a unique dua it was of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's like when you meet a person today, his first dua, his first request is, he says, please make dua, Allah must give me children. Then immediately it is told, when you are asking for anything, in the month of Ramadan, it's a month of dua. When you are asking for anything of the zahir of this world, always ask with afiyat. That Allah, if it comes, let it come. But let it come with the safety of my deen and my dunya. Because sometimes a man was begging for a job. As long as the job was not there, he was crying at home. His family was crying with him. They were crying that tomorrow maybe Allah will give you that job you are looking for. And then he gets that job. And he gets a very good job. And he rises to a very high position. And now with his companions, with his workmates, now he is going to clubs. He is now going to parties. Now he is mixing with Muslims. He's mixing with non-Muslims. 12 o'clock at night on a Christmas Eve, he has to go for a dinner party. And now it is going late in the night. They are all drinking. Perhaps he drinks. He does not drink. He is moving around. Yesterday when there was poverty in the house, he and his wife were crying. Both were crying that he can get a job. The job came. She's still crying. Now she is crying. Her children are crying. The entire house is crying because the evil of the job broke the entire family. So much of wealth came into her family. Everyone was making dua for that wealth. When that wealth came in, it brought in computers and technology which was not there yesterday. With that computer was brought in the internet, was brought in pornography, and addiction started in that house. With that wealth, someone purchased drugs. Everyone became addicts in that house. With that wealth, fight started, war started. The outside of this world, how wonderful it looks. A man was making so much of dua, I must get a child, I must get a child. Then the child came into the house. How happy everyone was. He's only 11 years old, and now the parent is saying he brought Jahannam into the house. Ibrahim alayhi salam taught a unique dua. He says, first thank Allah for the outside of the world that he has given you. But understand, especially in the empire of evil, in the era of evil, it is not easy for any child. He said, oh Allah, what a wonderful gift you gave me. Oh Allah, make the gift wonderful. What a wonderful gift means on the outside, what I wanted. I wanted a lovely car. I wanted a lovely house. The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he got something new, clothing, an animal, he would say, oh Allah, I ask you for the good of this, and I seek your protection from the evil of what it comes with. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua was, oh Allah, what lovely children. Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Oh Allah, you gave me wonderful children. Now I ask you, you make me and my children those who will establish the salah. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Oh Allah, will you please accept my dua? In this world, help me on the day of Qiyamah. This is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's tariqa-e-amal in a time when man will find himself in an era of evil, in an empire of evil. This deen has come, like how we mentioned at the beginning, like thunder. It is a very loud warning. It has come with giving basharat, khush khabri, glad tidings to the people who will listen. It has come with a warning of Jahannam and the punishment of the grave. But it has not come to force anyone. It is only a call. The one who wants to listen to the call, he will become like an Ibrahim of the era. He will see around him all the people walking in the wrong direction. He will himself shiver and wish and make dua. Oh Allah, when everyone has become blind, do not allow me to become blind. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And then a time will come where Almighty Allah says that even if you find the empire of kufr is so high and mighty, and you wonder sometimes, why does Allah not just destroy them now? How is He allowing them to make so much of oppression, so much of oppression, when dua after dua after dua is being made against them? Almighty Allah says, do not ever think Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Almighty Allah says, Allah is giving them respite till a day when the eyes will not blink at all. When the eyes will not blink, تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم. They will not be a blink. وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب. Warn the people. This is that it is nothing but a warning. In this world, no punishment comes. This is a world of warning. Warn the people of a day يأتيهم العذاب, when punishment will come. فيقول الذين ظلموا. On that day, oppressors will be saying, ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب. Can you give us a little grace? نجب دعوتك. We will respond to your call. ونتبع الرسل. We will obey your messengers. Almighty Allah will say to them, أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل. Are you not the very people who just the other day were taking great qasams, loudly were speaking, and you were saying, ما لكم من زوال, that your empire will never come to an end. Your strength will never come to an end. No one will be able to break you. No one will be able to destroy you. At the end, Almighty Allah says, وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ. How many plans they had made. وَإِنَّ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ. Everything was in front of Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. Indeed, some of their plans were so terrible that even mountains would be moved because of it. But in front of Almighty Allah, it meant nothing. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهِ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا. Don't ever think that Allah will not fulfill the promise He made to His messengers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Allah is the most powerful. Allah will indeed take revenge. The last verse of the surah, هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنْذَرُوا بِهِ. That this Quran, this deen, this Islam, this entire thing has come, balagh, to give a message to mankind. وَلِيُنْذَرُوا بِهِ. And so that mankind can be warned. It is like thunder. وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. So that mankind can understand that there is only one Allah. وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. When the thunder makes it sound, they are those who look up and they think of the might of Almighty Allah. When thunder of Quran has come, warning of Quran, the people of intelligence take that warning. They save themselves and their families. As for those who want to remain deaf from the thunder, being deaf from the thunder is not going to help, because the day is going to come when adab is going to fall. Allah tabarak ta'ala save us all from punishment. Allah save us from punishment in this world, punishment in the grave, punishment in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.